This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As we begin today a study of a very foolish farmer who is described in the 12th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, beginning with verse 13 and reading through verse 21. Now, friends, this passage has to do with a lesson that comes home to every one of us. Our love of the world, our love of material goods, our love of the things that give us luxury here in this earth. The passage reads, beginning with verse 13, "And one out of the multitude said unto him, Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and keep yourselves from all covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he reasoned within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have not where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou foolish one, this night is thy soul required of thee, and the things which thou hast prepared, whose shall they be? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God." Here you see a man ask Jesus to divide the inheritance between himself and his brother. And Jesus replied by saying, "Who made me a judge or divider over you?" That is, in such matters as this. His basic mission was spiritual. And then he gave this great warning against covetousness, against greed, against wishing to have more of this world's goods really than we need or know how to handle correctly. I'd like to point out some foolish mistakes were made by the man whom he told about, that is, the farmer. The man who planted grain, and as he looked out at his fields, he saw that his harvest was going to be so great that he would not have the barns big enough to put them into. And he said to himself, "Well, what shall I do?" And finally he decided that he would tear down his barns and build bigger. And then he would say to his soul, "Soul, take thine ease. Thou hast much goods laid up for many years." You see, there apparently was no thought in his mind about his neighbor, how he might help them. He was thinking only of himself. Let's think about some of the foolish mistakes that he made. First of all, I suggest that he was foolish in that he remembered his gifts, but he forgot the giver. Note how he says, "My goods, my barns," and so forth. I recall reading about a woman, a mother, whose son was in prison, and she scrubbed floors for years to hire a lawyer to finally get her son out of prison. And on the day when he came out of prison, his mother met him at the gate, and with hardly a thank you, he passed her by and went on about his business. I wonder how many of us react in that fashion to God. We take our blessings day by day. We have home and family and good health and food and clothing and air to breathe and water to drink, a beautiful and wonderful world in which to live. We have the Lord Jesus Christ who died for our sins, and yet we take all of these gifts and give nothing back in return by way of gratitude to the giver, who, of course, is God. A second mistake that this foolish farmer made was that he thought of himself and not of his neighbor. He asked, "What shall I do?" He seemed to be in a perplexity that there's nothing that he knew what to do with all of this goods that he had. Were there no widows? Were there no orphans? Were there no people in need about? But in his answer, he turned only to himself. "I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger, and then I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Do you live your life centered upon yourself? Do you live your life as if you were in a room of nothing but mirrors so all you can see is simply yourself? May God help you to overcome the foolishness manifested by this man.